work will begin in the battery before the end of August, hopefully maybe even the week after next. This work is probably the culmination of years of pre-planning and admin work to get it to this stage. So we're delighted that the battery now will be developed as one of the major tourist attractions, maybe in North Donegal. So I'm part of a group, Rathmullen the Way Forward, and in the group we have five or six different focus groups, and each focus group would they would have their own goals and ambitions. So myself and a colleague of mine, John Gallagher, in one of the groups, we decided that we would try to develop the battery in 2018. So there's a couple of steps that we had to go through. We got 25,000 euro from LEADER to conduct a research and feasibility study. So that was conducted by Ronan and Sosie Freel. And as a result of that, which included an online survey where over 400 people responded with their views and ideas as to how it should be and could be developed. And as a result of that, then we developed a major plan for the battery. There are four stages in the plan, which would ultimately see the battery developed as a research centre, as a tourist attraction, as an education centre. So this is the beginning of hopefully a long process that would see the battery developed and open as a major tourist attraction.
We do see similar structures in the county and indeed across the country that do attract a lot of tourists each year. Rathmullen, it's on the Wild Atlantic Way. It does seem like it's a no-brainer.
The development of it is certainly a no-brainer, but I suppose it's like a lot of other things. It's a question of, from a community point of view, find the energy and the enthusiasm to keep going in times of difficulty, and especially funding difficulty. The idea of developing the battery, I think, is a no-brainer. It's a magnificent building, probably built around about 1810, 1812 initially by the English. They were worried about Napoleon attacking. They built six of these battery towers in Lough Swilly, three on the Rathmullen side and then three over in Inishowen. And these batteries were corresponding and facing each other across the lock. Each of them had, including the one in Rathmullen, has a wonderful gun points and rooftop. And we would hope, as part of the development, to open up the battery. At the moment, on the battery, unfortunately, there's a big sign up which says "keep out," and we're hoping to maybe change that and have a welcome sign up there in the very near future.